In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Kia ora, Steve. How are we this week?
Kia ora. Feeling more spoilt for choice with viewing options than bloody Spartacus would have been, that's for sure.
Beautiful, and we love to hear that.
I reckon Spartacus probably, I think they only had like TV 1 and TV 2 back in Spartacus's day on the linear networks.
Not spoilt for choice at all.
No, just clicking back and forth manually.
Boring.
On the telly. No, I'm good. I've been dipping into a couple of things that I've been enjoying over the past week. It does seem like there's very few shows on Apple TV that tend to escape the containment of that streaming service. Mm. Like, I don't know anyone that pays for Apple TV Plus.
No, I don't really know anyone
really,
that uses it.
Not
Apple
really
TV.
In the discourse much. And there's a lot of really great quality programming there. But the only things that I can really think of where, you know, they've kind of become part of the broader conversation have been Slow Horses for the maybe the sort of more parents type set. Severance, it sort of achieved that almost water cooler feeling of everyone's watching it show. Mm. Although, gosh, I don't know how everyone's been watching it if they're not subscribing to Apple TV. But anyway, and now joining those ranks, I think, I hope, is the new show from Breaking Bad creator Vince Gilligan called Pluribus.
Mm.
This has kind of been shrouded in mystery and possibly, unlike many Apple TV shows, which critics and folks like me get to watch for quite a while before they come out. Even we haven't really had access to the show till it started streaming. And it's turned out to be a really interesting, big-scale sci-fi show that ticks lots of boxes for me. Mm. It's my viewing at the moment of choice is things that are well-produced, not dumb, but kind of commercial. So, like, I want to see, like a good scale production. And this doesn't disappoint. It's got, obviously, big streamer budget behind it. And the premise of this is probably best left to discover for yourself, but it is a interesting kind of riff on an end times meets wish fulfillment story. The nature of life on Earth has changed. There's one woman who is finding herself on the outer with the kind of way that the society and the world is operating now, and she seems to have access to kind of almost unparalleled resources. It's stuff that feels a little bit familiar from both Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, when Gilligan would explore what like the extremely insanely resourced drug syndicates could do.
Right.
And so he's enjoying operating at the scale where, you know, you could just fly a plane from one side of the planet to the other without really thinking about it. It could be Air Force One. You could empty a supermarket and then decide minutes later that you wanted it full again, and it would just happen. So there's kind of these really big things happening in the context of a show that's got really interesting questions that it poses about the nature of individualism versus collectivism.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just the human condition in that. I'm going to try not, I'm sort of talking around it, but I feel like if you are lucky enough to not know the gist, this is a sci-fi show. It is a kind of big concept sci-fi, and it stars Rhea Seehorn, who really kind of found acclaim playing Kim Wexler, the female lead in Better Call Saul. Her performances in that show were fantastic, and here she's equally rad. I reckon if this is sounding like kind of your bag, go seek it out. Watch Pluribus. It's a terrible title, Pluribus, but let's just say it one more time.
Bit of a tongue twister.
Pluribus. It's spelled with a one in the middle as well instead of an I, so.
What?
It gets wackier and wackier. No, points off, or you're out.
I'm not out. I hate a number being used as like as a letter.
Yeah, too fast, too furious. Oh. I get it. In the cinema landscape, I had a... This is like a gentle recommend, because sometimes you don't need something to be great. sometimes you don't even need something to be very, very good. You just need it to be
likeable.
A good enough time.
Yeah.
And that's what I found with Keeper, which is the new horror from director Osgood Perkins. Perkins kind of came to attention last year. He's made a few films prior to this, but last year's Long Legs, starring Nicolas Cage, which came out about, I think, July, August of last year. Since then, Keeper is the... He released Long Legs last year. Start of this year came The Monkey, and now Keeper. So he's working at a kind of crazy work rate for a filmmaker. And so part of that also is like, well, maybe they don't all need to be amazing. And Keeper's just pretty good. Premise of this is that a woman played by Tatiana Maslavi heads off to a rural getaway with her boyfriend. They're just about to celebrate their one-year anniversary. He's still a little bit of a mystery to her. And things get more weird when she gets there.
Right.
There's definitely some toxic masculinity ticking away in the background of this. Again, the details are best left to discover for yourself. But it's really kind of hangs off the back of its lead performance. She rules, and the good news is she is starring in Perkins' next film, which is, I believe, shooting's underway for this now. With the star of Keeper starring alongside Nicole Kidman and Heather Graham, among others. Johnny Knoxville is in there, I believe. And it's got the great title, The Young People.
The Young People.
And I straight away go, I'm amazed that no one in recent years has made a film called The Young People.
Yeah.
So go for it. I know nothing about this film, but I'm there on opening day to buy a ticket. Just
Ready.
Based on that.
Just based on that.
So Keeper, moderately good horror, with the sort of beats you'll generally see coming, but it's nicely executed, and Pluribus, which is highly recommended. It's got a weekly release schedule, and I'm kind of locked in now, hanging out to see it each week, so it's a good sign.
Nice, leaving you on edge for the next week.
Totally, and I think that that rhythm that, like, a lot of streaming content that's maybe more binge focused or doesn't really think about what you're going to do for the other 6 days of the week, some of the storytelling lacks a bit of that rigor of you need to move the story along this much, you need to give people that much, and you need to sort of end on enough of a question or a full stop that you feel there's stuff to mull over the next week. And so far the show's doing that, so
for sure. Oh, brilliant.
Get into it. I'll say it one more time. Pluribus.
Pluribus with a one.
With a one. Pluribus.
Well, thanks so much, Steve. That's excellent. That was Flicks in That. Boo.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks in That on 95 BFM.